You know, I mean, at the sun, at the it didn't seem to be an issue at the motion studio, but then of course it was Helen was putting up a lot of the money, you know. But it was much more integrated, you know. It was performances. It was totally performance, like a performance each week, or three times a week. Two things, so that it and I mean the performance would go from 7 to 2, and but it was a performance, so there wasn't any mucking around, you know, or individual stuff, right?
So it was an ongoing thing. You start would start at what time in the day?
Well, I'd go in at on Saturday or Friday. I'd go in at 2, or and we'd clean up the floor. So there were people who actually lived there a bit sometimes, and certainly worked there a lot. Like Jerry, I've forgotten his name, the one who I told you lived up in the.
Oh yeah.
Like he was there a
Geisler?
Lot. No. Oh, I should have written his name down. Anyway. And Dennis and a bunch of people were there a huge amount of time rewiring things and setting things up and all that stuff. But the dancers and the writers, and like I did dance, my main in, I guess, was dancing with Helen, and then I would do poetry and other things that related to her dancing, right?
Or you'd provide a voice background for performances?
Yeah, and I would... made a dance once, and I guess that was about it. You know, demo down and did different kinds of voice things, sound things, right?
How did she work? Did she? Who got
so
to do
what?
So we
go in. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, go ahead.
We go in at 2. We clean up the floor. We do a rehearsal. Then we'd stop and go home. And I live in North Van, so I'd have a little nap there or somewhere else, and or something. And we'd eat supper, and then we'd start the performance. And we'd be finished at 10 or something, 10:30. I'd leave at 10 or 10:30 because I had to go back to North Van on the bus. That was the last bus. But
and you were how old?
Well, I was no spring chicken. I was 30, 28 or 24, 25, 25, 30.
And you were living at home or you were
I was living in North Van with this fellow.
Who?
His name was Harry Mann. He was an architect. Oh.
Okay, so who provided the music? What you say you did a performance. There must have been a musical
not
component?
Not necessarily, not always. I mean, sometimes there was sound components, verbal components. Sometimes there was acoustic, the dancers made sounds. Sometimes it was Al, sometimes it was Greg, sometimes it was synthesizer with Jerry or I think Dennis. I mean, I don't know. The sounds would just come from somewhere. I mean, Helen did an awful lot. And then sometimes, you know, things would just happen, I guess.
Helen had drum. She played the drum, percussion instruments, right?
Right.
So who was the audience?
Well, they don't know. That was what was so mysterious. They just appear, thousands of them.
So this was when it was on 4th Avenue?
No, this was on Beattie Street.
Oh, Beattie Street.
Not Beattie.
Oh, Seymour.
Seymour. It was just astonishing. But then, you know, it was 1966, 65, you know? And then, I mean, there was the Trips Festival. A lot of those people were involved in the Trips Festivals. And the be-ins. I mean, people knew to go to things, figured it out. I don't think there was any advertising.
They were young people, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a mixture, but
well,
mostly
there were
young
people.
Some older
people, you know. There were some older people, neat old people. Mm-hmm. My age, even. Mm-hmm.